RSM 927 Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and John Hastings.
Welcome back to the show. The first test of the two test series against Sri Lanka is starting tomorrow up in Brisbane. Looking forward to the pink ball test. And one man who might receive a baggy green for the very first time is Curtis Patterson. And one man who's had a lot to do with his development over the last couple of years is Phil Jakes, the coach of New South Wales, who joins us on the show this morning. Phil, good morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Give us a bit of an insight into Curtis Patterson and what makes him tick. Maybe first of all, away from cricket, to learn a little bit more about the man himself. What was your impression of him when you first came across him?
Yeah, well, the first time I sort of came across him, he was an 18-year-old kid coming in basically to make his debut for New South Wales. He made 150 on the poo. He showed that he was made of the right stuff to play at the top level. And, he seemed a very self-assured, confident young man, who matured even further, I think, over the last few years. He's obviously played quite a lot of first-class cricket already at a young age, and he's been a really consistent performer for New South Wales. And, yeah, he's a really fine young man. He's our vice-captain at New South Wales. We think highly of him there, and, I think he's got a really big future in the game.
Jakesy, I've really rated Curtis Patterson over a number of years now, but give our listeners a bit of an insight into what we can expect about his game in the Test arena.
Yeah, Curtis is a left, big, tall left-hander, very elegant player, lots and lots of time, very good, patient cricketer, and nothing really seems to fluster him. He's one of those sort of guys that are very level-headed, and I think he'll really revel in the big occasion. You know, like he's obviously gone out in the game at in Tasmania with a point to prove, and in the CR11 against Sri Lanka, and he's gone out and made two really big hundreds and hasn't got out. So I mean, there's no bigger statement than that. So I think he thinks he's ready in himself. I really hope he gets an opportunity to go show everyone the type of player he is.
Yeah.
After the debacle a couple of years ago down in Hobart, there was a bit of a 50-50 choice. Mark Waugh has spoken about this between Nick Maddison and Curtis Patterson to be a part of the lineup. Do you think he's better suited to make his debut now than, say, perhaps a couple of years ago? And what has he learnt in that time since he was almost named in the Test team 24 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I wasn't around New South Wales when that all happened, but, I know that he felt he was close, and I know that people in New South Wales cricket thought he was pretty close at the time as well. And obviously Nick got the nod in that game, and it was sort of unfortunate for Curtis at that point in time. But I think 2 years, to actually think about what it takes to be an international player will be really good for Curtis going forward. I think he's still only 25 years old. He's which is still a young man for Test cricket, but he's now got 7 years' experience of playing first-class cricket. He's sort of been on that fringes. He's seen a bit of the expectation that can go with playing for Australia, and I think that's half the battle when you're playing international cricket, is dealing with that expectation and dealing with the occasion of it all. The 2 years that he's had to kind of process that, put some runs on the board, be consistent, learn how to make really big hundreds, I think it's been a good thing.
Yeah, you mentioned those really big hundreds. He has had seven seasons and averaged over 40. He's one of the only young batters around the country to do so. I actually thought maybe a couple of years ago that he would have got the nod, but it wasn't to be. And I suppose the only real criticism would have been that he didn't go on and get those big scores. He was sort of getting a lot between 60 and 80, which is good, but the selectors were crying out for it. What's he done to just turn around that mindset, I guess, and go on and get these big scores?
Yeah, I suppose it became a little bit of a block for him, over the last sort of 12 to 24 months, especially, because he knows how consistent he is and how good a player he is. And, he gets into his innings better than anyone else in the country for the moment. He's so consistent, as you said. Like, I think in all the games he played last year, all bar two, he got through his first sort of 20 to 30 balls, which, normally translates to a really big season if you can do that. So, I mean, we spoke pretty honestly with him in the pre-season about addressing that, but in more so rather than dwelling on it, thinking about it, to actually just let it happen, you know, and not get too stuck on it. We all know he's a good player. He knows he's a good player. It's just a matter of letting it happen, and you know, sort of he sticked his training a little bit. You know, batting a long time before training and batting time after training after his nets to get used to batting that a little bit longer in, you know, at practice, and then when he actually, instead of hitting every day, he's actually taking time to refresh and get sharp again before his next big session. So I think that's really worked for him this year. You know, he sort of came up with a plan with Bo in the off season, and you know, they've worked really, really hard on that through the course of the year.
So is that your part to play in terms of his transition into getting those hundreds, as opposed to healthy starts? Has it just been a simple change of program that you think has assisted him? And who came up with that idea?
Well, as I said, he came up with the idea himself. Like, yeah. He's a very self-driven player. You know, we basically identified it and said, well, what can we do? We all sort of discussed it and spoke about it. And then he's gone away and worked really hard with Bo Casson, our batting coach, who's been great for him, a real calming influence on him over the course of the year. And, you know, we've decided to facilitate and put him around a structure that's going to help him to be able to be the best player he can be. And, you know, Curtis is a very driven young man and works really, really hard. And, you know, he knows what he wanted to achieve. And, you know, and full credit to him, under pressure, he's done really, really well this year.
Phil, thanks so much for your time on RSN 927 this morning. Much appreciated. Great insight into Curtis Patterson. Hopefully we see a couple of new baggy greens handed out tomorrow at the Gabba.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.